I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Alma Gall is taking a look at the 1918 government housing project across the Quad Cities. She reports it was the first ever effort by the federal government to provide military housing to civilians. Those civilians were flooding into factories for the war effort of World War I. So I understand this is about the 100th year anniversary of the 1918 government housing project?
Yes.
So tell me about this project that you looked at.
The United States was entering its second year of being in World War I. And so in 1918, there were a lot of people working in munitions factories making war material. The employment at the Rock Island Arsenal was like 14,000. That was an all-time peak, even surpassing World War II. Many of the farm factories had turned over to making war materials. There was just a lot of workers in the Quad Cities making things for the war effort, but no place for them to live. And so, and this was a situation that was repeated across the country. So the federal government, for the first time ever, decided that it would make civilian housing, housing for people, because this would help the war effort. So it was actually sort of a war project. So numerous housing projects were started across the country to provide these homes. And the idea would be that they would be rented by workers. And so we got a really, the Quad Cities got a really big amount of these. And when all was said and done, the number of homes built here is the third largest in the nation, only behind Philadelphia and somewhere Norfolk, Virginia. So there were 600 homes built here, 172 in Davenport, 200 in Rock Island, 110 in Moline, and 111 in East Moline. They were designed by architects on either side of the river, but nicely designed, sturdily built, strong homes. And I would say that just about every one of them is still standing today.
And what happened to the unfinished homes?
That is just a tiny bit unclear. So it took a little while, to get all this going. And so construction really only started at the end of September, say, of 1918. And so September, October, and then November was the armistice and the end of the war. But the government said that if homes were really underway, they could be completed. And so that's why so many, we were quite underway here. And so even though they were not finished when the war ended, the construction continued. And there were a couple of places in Davenport, west of the Annie Whitmire Center and northwest of Vanderbilt, where hardly anything had gotten started, maybe a few foundations dug, but a history consultant who dug up all this information for different reports for the city of Rock Island and Davenport found, in driving through those neighborhoods, homes that look very much like the homes that were designed for the government project. So his idea is that, you know, someone completed homes using those designs, whether they were part of the government project or not. You know, they sort of picked up where the government left off.
Are there any special events you know of commemorating the 100th anniversary?
No, and this is just it's just like a little piece of Quad City history that, I find really fascinating. And when you go to these different neighborhoods, you know, you can see, once you know what to look for, you can see, oh, this is one of those homes because it has a very characteristic look. So, no, and the cities, in Rock Island especially, the planning department in 2000 really tried to, they had meetings of invited residents who lived in these areas to come in and talk, and they did a questionnaire, and they kind of tried to see if there would be an interest in, you know, forming an association or making National Register application, which these homes would certainly qualify for, in regard to their ties to a significant national event, their ties to significant architects locally. But there really wasn't much interest. And I think that was sort of disappointing, you know, to the planning department. But no, and most of the people who live in these homes do not know the history. And the ones that do, I guess, haven't really cared enough to want to take it to some other step. There is just my story here, keeping it alive. Plus, there are National Archives photos in the Davenport Library. You can look. I mean, this is documented, but nothing really to celebrate it, except this story and bringing it up every so often to remind people that this is part of our heritage and it's part of our built environment.
Thanks for your time, Alma.
Yep, you're welcome, Ben.
That was Quad City Times reporter Alma Gall talking about her upcoming big story article about the 100th anniversary of the government housing project. Hundreds of houses were built throughout the Quad Cities in 1918 for workers flooding into factories for World War I. You can read her story in the Sunday edition of The Times or online at qctimes.com. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.